こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。アプリ出たよね。
Yeah, it's out now.
イエーイ。
もう結構バグってるよ。
Finally! そうなの。でもすごいバグが多くてごめんね、みんな。今マイケルが死にそうになりながら直しています。
You can still, it's totally usable. There's just certain functions that are ちょっと微妙。
そう、あのダウンロードもちろんできるし、ただで、でエピソードも見れるんだけど、たまにあの戻らなくなったりとか、なんかいろいろあるんだよね。
Yeah, if something doesn't work, just call me out on Twitter. Just say, hey, this sucks.
そう、でもあの使えることは使える。あとあのみんなが言ってくれてるエラーに関しては今次のアップデートでなるべく直るようにしてるんだよね。
yep.
Yep. 次のアップデート出るのまだいつか分かんないよね。
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
I've made most of the things are fixed already.
うん。でもみんながさあのアプリアップストアのレビューであの星いっぱいくれてて本当に優しいよね、バグってるのに。
Yeah. Yeah.
みんな優しいな。
Meanwhile, like, Facebook app has like one star. So, I don't feel too bad.
Yeah, よかった。まあ、みんな使ってみてください。
Oh, and our bad taking Monday off.
あ、そう。月曜日ね、あの、マミとマイケル喧嘩して。あの、でもね。
We're stupid.
Yeah. でも喧嘩して休むの、これが初めてじゃないんだよね、実は。多分2回。
2回か3回
あった気がするんだよね。ただあの喧嘩しましたってあのみんなに言ったのは初めてだよね、ツイッターでね。だからみんなちょっとびっくりさせちゃってごめんね。でもよく喧嘩してるの。
yeah, People were guessing what it was about. It wasn't about the election thing.
あ、そうそうそう、
関係ない。
そう、選挙関係ない。あれは全然関係なくて。そうなの。でもいつも喧嘩してるからね、
普通。
いや、いつものこと。ごめんね、なんか。
意外と普通です。
そう、ごめん、心配させてすいませんでした。まあ、喧嘩する時もありますっていうことで。1個目いきます。アメリカ・ウィスコンシンで検視官の女性が遺体から背骨を盗み、警察犬の訓練に使った事件で有罪判決が出されました。46歳のトレーシー・イングランドは、同僚の検視官が遺体から取り出した背骨を手に取り、自分の警察犬の訓練に使うと言って家に持ち帰りました。その際何人かの同僚に背骨はなかなか手に入らないからラッキーだと発言していました。家宅捜索ではガレージのカバンの中から脳みそや肝臓の一部も見つかっています。
Police discovered brain and liver tissue in the home of Tracy England, a medical examiner, after she told her friends that she had stolen part of a corpse's spine for the purposeof training her cadaver dog.
え、終わり？
終わり。
え？終わりじゃないでしょ？
え、終わりだよ。
あ、終わり？あのさ。
Well, I left out the part. She was boasting to her friends how lucky she was to have that particular part of the cadaver.
Yeah.
And those parts were in a bag in her garage.
そう。あの。なんか毎日さ遺体見てると慣れてきちゃうのかな。
To the extent that you'd bring it home?
Yeah. なんか大したことじゃないみたいな。
It's like bringing home pens from work.
そうそうそうそうそう。なんかノートとかペンとかさ、yeah. 職場から盗む人結構いるじゃん。そういうノリだったのかな。あ、脳みそ持って帰ろう今日はみたいな。
I guess it could kind of feel like the same thing.
But how do you use it?餌にするってこと？犬のご褒美ってこと？
Well, the dog is trained to find bodies, right?
あ、そっかそっかそっか。Oh, yeah, yeah, そっかそっか。
Right?
あ、そう、この警察犬ね、そう、あの、遺体を探す、死体を探すのに使う犬っていうことで、そっか。
Yeah.
でも人間の死体じゃなくても、あ、人間のじゃないといけないのか、でも。
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they have a differentThey have a proper way of training dogs.
そうだね。家でやることじゃない。確かに。そうだね。これ自慢されたさ同僚の人もびっくりしただろうね。え、ドン引きみたいな。
It's kind of It's kind of sick.
あいつ家に持って帰ってるらしいよみたいな。
Parts of people.
Yeah. でも確かに I have some friends who became doctors.
Mm-hmm.
なんか解剖の何練習とかするじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
あの遺体を使って。そうすると慣れてきちゃって全然怖いとかも思わないし。
Unreal
people. Unreal dead people. で。あの怖いとかも思わないしおじいちゃんとかだと可愛く見えてくるよとか言ってたみんなその子は、mm. 女の子だけど They were like すごい盛り上がってて、yeah. いやおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとか可愛いよねとか言ってた
Yeah, I have a friend that's studying to become a doctor right now and she always puts stuff on Facebook
Okay
Like pictures of not of cadavers but pictures of like weird diagrams of like eyeballs and stuff like that
Okay
And we're so, most of us are so sheltered from seeing that kind of stuff.
そうなの。
But skulls are pretty creepy looking.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Skulls are creepy. Like everything other than this superficial
meat とかね。
weak, you know, tissue paper like skin that we have.
Yeah.
Is pretty creepy.
そうなの。But I guess people get used to it.Like those med students とか、あの、and this one time when I was going to Spain, あの一人で飛行機乗ってて、前話したっけこれ、隣に医学生の男の子座ってて、we started chatting, and なんか in-flight meal 運ばれてきて食べてる時に、he started telling me about like cutting human brain into half とか、
while eating,
yeah,
on an airplane,
yeah, I was like.Oh my god, やめてみたいな。なんか、あなたにとって当たり前かもしれないけど、私は慣れてないからやめ、なんかチェーンソーみたいなので、頭を半分にするみたいな話とかし始めて、I was like, ah, ah, もういいですみたいな。
What a weirdo. So,
yeah, but it, I mean, for them, it's normal, right? It's like an everyday thing.
Yeah, but how KY can you be that you're talking to some stranger on the airplane while they're eating like a hamburger and you're talking about chainsawing heads in half?
本当だよね。びっくりしちゃった。でも多分悪気はなかったと思うんだけどね。Oh well.
やばいよね。
Yeah. 次。イギリスで肥満治療のための新しい薬、オバロンが販売開始されました大きめのカプセルを飲み込むと胃の中に 250cc の医療用の風船がリリースされます患者の肥満の度合いによって30日ごとに風船を3つまで追加していきます風船が胃に入ることで少量の食事で満腹感が得られるようになります治験では平均で12週間で 7.7 キロの減量を実現したそうです、風船2つで約50万円です
A new weight loss pill that releases a 250cc balloon in the patient's stomach is now available in the UK. After 30 days, patients can take another pill for a second 250cc balloon. In clinical trials, subjects were able to lose an average of 7.7 kilograms over 12 weeks. Two balloons cost 500,000 yen, and the pill is called Obalon.
So, これ今までだとその胃をちっちゃくする?のって手術で胃のバンドとかだったから結構大掛かりなものだったんだけど、まあ、これは飲むだけであの終わるときは風船をディフレイトさせて胃カメラみたいな感じで口からなんか飲んで引きずり出すんだって、mm. So it's not really あの手術に比べれば You know, it's less risky And、
yeah.
you know, it's much easier だって
What if this pill goes into yourother parts of your digestive tract like your small intestine or something and then starts to expand there
そんなことがないようにするんじゃない
this pill just goes straight into your appendix and just expands
死ぬね死ぬね一瞬でいや I think なんかね最初は結構いろんなインストラクションがあってあのちゃんと食事とかも最初の3日間はあの固形物食べちゃダメですとかいろいろあるの So it's not like anyone can buy it like on the counter and take it 自由にとか
Over the counter?
Over the counter Did I say on the counter?
Yeah, yeah this this kind of stuff creeps me out. It's so strange that people can't control themselves to the extent that they're having surgery, to the extent that we're swallowing pills that blow up into balloons in our stomachs. Like, it's, do we, this makes me question like the whole free will thing almost.
So you know?
It's like, okay, you want to lose weight. You agree, and I agree that you want to lose weight. So here's how you can do that. Eat less food and exercise.
Yeah.
No. Impossible. I need to have balloons in my stomach, and I need to pay fucking 500,000 yen for them.
Yeah. Well,
it's so bizarre.
あの人間だけだもんね、こんなここまでなんていうの、しなきゃいけないの。 他の動物で胃に風船入れてまで、なんていうの、太っちゃうじゃないか。
Yeah, other animals don't really do this thing where they just keep eating and get fat and have problems. And people die from obesity.
But then at the same time,
all the time,
other animals don't eat like processed sugar とか.
Yeah, but we don't have to either. We don't have to eat any of that crap. We don't have to drink sugary water. We don't have to eat cheeseburgers. Like, no one's making you do these things.
Well, maybe some of the parents, you know, do. Like, kids grow up with these things and then...
But the parents have the same problem usually in that case.
Yeah.
Right?
And they probably don't see it as a problem.
Matt Cab.
Hey, Matt.
was telling me that he was at Disney World in Florida.
Oh, yeah. 사진
見た. And he said he was so shocked that everyone there was so huge that he felt like he was in WALL-E, the movie.
Oh.
The CG movie with all the fat people flying around on chairs and stuff in the future. Have you not seen it?
Also. Yeah. What is it about? Like, people get fat?
WALL-E's about fat people and like a Martian rover or something. I don't know. Okay. It was like a Pixar thing. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
I just remember there were fat
people. Yeah, すごいヒットしたもんね. でも見てないけど. Yeah, well, but アメリカに行くとやっぱり I feel so tiny.
I feel tiny in
like,
the States.
Like, in Japan, なんかみんなすごい細いから...
Isn't it weird? I feel like there's so much more awareness and criticism towards like people who have anorexia or who have bulimia and these other eating disorders that makes them extremely thin.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's definitely bad, and these people have image problems, but the other end of the spectrum is just as dangerous.
Right.
It's just as bad, and it's way more common. It's way more common.
Yeah. なんか...
And there's a movement all throughout, like, not all of the U.S., but in much of the U.S., there's this movement of fat acceptance where it's like, hey, there's nothing wrong with being fat.
just stay who you are.
It's not what I look like on the outside. It's like, no, I'm concerned for your health.
Yeah.
It's like, if they started a smoker's acceptance movement, that wouldn't fly.
Double standard あるよね. その、太ってる人に対して、健康が心配だから痩せた方がいいんじゃないっていうのはすごい失礼なことだけど。
In Japan, it's not that rude, though.
痩せてる人に対して、なんか細すぎだから食べないよっていうのはみんな別に勝手に言うじゃない? But that's also kind of rude too for people who, you know, are suffering with like 化粧症とか. だから その double standard あるよね. でもアメリカの方がなんかみんな体重気をつけようとか健康がなんちゃらっていうのすごい多いじゃん、ネットとかテレビとか. それでも肥満が増えるっていうのは不思議だよね.
What proportion of the population is overweight at this point? It's like
in the States?
Yeah. Overweight is like something ridiculous, like over 60% or something. And then obese is like over a third of the population. It's something bananas like that. Just mind blowing.
Wow.
It's absolutely an epidemic.
Yeah. まあ、fast food すごい多いしね。
Yeah, we're not supposed to be eating any of that stuff.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
None of those things, like all these things that you can buy when, you know, when you go out to eat, whether you're at, in the States, if you're at Chili's or Arby's or or any of these places,
yeah,
nothing on that menu is good for you.
そうね、あの、チョイスがなかなか難しいよね。多分日本だと、例えば適当に安いもの食べようと思っても、例えばコンビニ行って、なんだろう、野菜スティックとかも別に売ってるし、豆腐とかもあるし、あの、それかファミレス行っても和食とかあるじゃん。だから、その安い中でも健康にしようと思えば、まあ、できないこともないけど、アメリカだとね、だってアメリカのデニーズと日本のデニーズの差すごいじゃん。
Yeah, I like American Denny's better.
Like, アメリカのデニーズ全部あの揚げ物じゃん。
Yeah.
なんかだから難しいよね、そりゃ。
Their Grand Slam.
やめて。
So bomb though.
Yeah,
it's like $2.
そう、安く済ませようと思うとね、どうしても肥満に真っ逆さまになっちゃう、アメリカだと。Alright, アメリカで開発された偏頭痛を緩和する機器がイギリスでも解禁されました。偏頭痛は大元の原因が特定されておらず、人によってストレス、アルコール、不眠、ホルモンバランスなど様々な要因で引き起こされます。症状は4時間から72時間続くこともあります。イーニューラ社が開発したこの機器を頭に装着すると脳に磁気が発せられます。偏頭痛やその前兆を感じたときに使用することで偏頭痛を早く終わらせます。さらに継続して利用することで偏頭痛が起きる頻度も減っていくそうです。妊娠中の女性など痛み止めを飲めない患者に特に有効とのこと。
A portable magnetic stimulation device developed by eNeura for treating migraines is now for sale in the US and in the UK. Researchers found that the device was effective for significantly reducing the duration of migraines when applied after the migraine's initial onset. Continuous use of the device has also been shown to be effective in preventing recurrences. The device costs approximately 50,000 yen.
あ、そうそう。だいたい5万円ぐらい。You need to get this, no?
I was actually planning to make one of these.
え、大丈夫?
No, they have schematics on the internet for making one of these.
なんかね、
you can make it pretty easily.
日本でも偽物が結構売ってるんだって。
これの?
そう。でもそれはちょっとなんか危ない。FDA に承認されてるのはこれしかないらしくて、今のところ。
うん、
このインニューラのセリーナなんちゃら、あ、セリーナ、なんだっけ、名前忘れてたけどっていう商品で。
This stuff is weird though.
Why? You mean this product?
This technology has been around for a long, long time. They used to use electroshock therapy a lot. I think the Soviets or something came up with it, something crazy like that. And they were treating people with all kinds of disorders, mental disorders with this. And there's this idea that the body and the brain, it's like a battery and you can kind of reset it. So with this magnetic stimulation thing, they depolarize and hyperpolarize like the neurons in your brain, flip them back and forth.
Mm.
And supposedly that fixes whatever's going on in there.
Okay. Crazy. But it works for a migraine, right? This magnetic nanchara. It's been proven.
I guess so. I mean, this is the kind of technology that they were using. We've talked about this before. We've talked about this, but they were using it for drone pilot training. And they were able to cut the time in half or something. The training time. You can use this to improve your learning and things like that.
ああ、これね、なんか結構大きいんだよね。でもまだ持ち運ぶにしては。
How big is it? I haven't seen the picture.
It's like なんかね、写真見る限りだと iPad ぐらいの大きさで4センチ5センチぐらいの厚さで頭にこうなんだろうつけるなんか取っ手みたいなのもついてるからなんかそのオフィシャルのサイトに行くと女性がそれをカバンに入れようとしてる写真がついてるんだけど、ちょっとカバンに入れるの のでかくないみたいなリュックとかだったらいいかもしれないけど。
Well, if you're someone that suffers from migraines all the time,
yeah, then you.
I don't get migraines that often. That recent time when I got a migraine was the only time I've had a migraine in a few years.
Okay.
And there's a very specific trigger for it, so I know how to avoid that.
My roommate gets migraine like a lot. で、なんでか分かんなくて、あの、she's been like trying to figure out what's triggering it. But she just has no idea because there's no pattern. だから、そういう人はね、こういうのがあるといいよね。私全然その、こういう大変な偏頭痛、なんかちょっとさ、ずっと一日痛いとかはあるけど、その目が見えなくなったりとか、あの、もう立ってられないみたいなのはなったことないから、わかんないけど。
Well, migraines are a completely separate thing from a headache. It's
right,
not
right.
even...A lot of people think they're kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not even close.
Right.
Like, I can get a headache, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fine. Like, bad headaches.
So, 怖いよね。
If you get a migraine, you're done.
ね、怖いよね。My roommate is like, so, なんか、適当。だから、なんか、サーフィン行ってる時にそれが起きて、なんか目が見えなくなったりするんだよね、とか言って、ははー、みたいな。It's like, eh, 大丈夫? 怖い。
I can't move. When I had that migraine that last time,
yeah.
I felt like I had brain damage for like 2 weeks.
That's
I couldn't
crazy.
talk. I was trying to talk and I was just like, 噛んでる。
怖いね。
ずっと。It's so bad. Yeah.
しかもさ、なんか、不便なのって、これ、その病院に行っても別にわかんないじゃん。そのお医者さんがさ、あ、偏頭痛ですねって言って、終わりじゃん痛み止めをくれて、mm. It's not like you can fix it. So it
you just
sucks.
have to avoid it.
Mm.
You have to avoid stress. You have to get enough sleep, get enough rest.
No red
watch
wine.
Watch your diet and then watch the triggers. Don't.
Yeah.
No casein, no red wine, no. Don't eat too much cheese and all that other crap.
God, so much
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, bye yo. Next.Protests in Kiev, Ukraine, are becoming increasingly violent with several deaths and hundreds of injuries being reported in recent days on both sides of the conflict. A large proportion of the citizens are opposed to the direction the Ukrainian government has been going in recent years with their ongoing unfavorable relationship with Russia and opposition to the people's desire to have stronger ties with the EU. Three opposition leaders, including heavyweight boxer Vitaly Klitschko, met with leaders on Wednesday,and are working to resolve the problem. Peaceful protests had been ongoing since Ukrainian officials signed trade deals with Russia rather than the EU, but escalated when the government introduced anti-democratic laws limiting protests and limiting the press. The Ukrainian government authorized the use of firearms for riot police on Tuesday.
ウクライナの首都キエフでデモが激化し、死傷者が多数出ています。多くの国民が EU への加盟を望んでいるのに対し、政府はロシアとの関係を強化し、EU への加盟を拒否していることから、昨年末よりデモが起き、規模が拡大しています。有名なボクサー、ヴィタリー・クリチコもデモに参加しています。デモは初めは平和的なものでしたが、政府がデモを禁止する法律を作り、参加者を強制的に排除しようとしたため、対立が激化してしまいました。ビデオやばいよね。
It's some of the craziest shit I've ever seen.
なんかさ、誰が撮ってんのって思うよね。
Well,
結構近いじゃん。
Everyone has iPhones and stuff now, so...
I guess, but it's... なんか映画、なんかね、宇宙人に侵略されてるみたいな。You know what I mean?
Yeah.
もう地球の終わりみたいな感じ。
These videos are way crazier than any scene from any movie.
Yeah.
But you watch this stuff and it's like, God damn, this is absolutely... This is like Braveheart times 1,000.
確かに。
But in the future.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
しかもこれ国内の問題であって、その戦争とかじゃないからね。さらに。
Well, it's...
やばい。
There's some...Fire truck.
消防車
Yeah, flying past right now. Yeah, this is really interesting to me because it's, this is an example of democracy, or at least what we consider to be democracy.
Right.
These days. absolutely failing the people. You know, where the people that are running the Ukrainian government right now, they were elected through a democratic process. But the thing is, in these pseudo democracies, like the system in Japan and in the US and all, you know, all these pseudo democracies all over the world where it's a representative system, people can't actually vote on issues. It just means that you put someone in power, they can lie about what they're going to do before they're in power, then they're in power, then the corruption begins, and they start making deals and doing things that the people don't support.
Right.
And then the people in the Ukraine, they started with peaceful protests. They were just students standing around with signs. It was absolutely, you know, there was no real violence or anything. And this started late last year. And it just escalated and escalated because the riot police came out and the government was just like, the government basically is admitting that they're not interested in serving the people. But they were elected by those people. You know, they have that obligation.
Right. なんかそのもともと民主主義がどうあるべきかっていうことと今の今民主主義と呼ばれてる国がどういうふうにオペレートしてるかっていうのにすごいギャップができちゃってるよね。それをなんかでもなんだろう、あの多分日本とかアメリカはまあこういうもんだみたいな感じで、
It's honestly like the things that the Ukrainian government are doing are is not that different than the problems that exist in countries like Japan and in the United States. The U.S. government, I mean, look at the whole NSA thing. Does anybody support that?
Yeah.
You know, they're spying on their own people using the people's money. Yeah. And it's just, it's absolutely criminal.
It's the same thing for, 例えば特定秘密保護法案とかもそうじゃん。みんながいらないとかわからない。
Well, the thing is,
it's all these.
It's not. They're not interested in what the people don't get to decide that. The people decide who gets to decide that.
Right.
It's not a real democracy because we can't vote on issues.
Yeah.
There's no discussion on these issues.
Yeah.
But rather, politicians will pick a single issue.
Yeah.
Run on that, get into office, and they don't do shit about it.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll resign, or maybe they'll stick around. It's just, it's not working. And the Ukraine, the people living there, they got sick of that. And then when the Ukrainian government made the fatal error of trying to make it so they weren't allowed to protest or limiting the ways in which they could protest, you know, that was the final straw.
それさらにだって民主主義が遠ざかっちゃってるもんね。そう、デモしちゃいけませんとかなると。
Yeah, that doesn't make it. What a terrible move.
ね、大失敗。でも、そうね。Well, なんか、なんで issue voting しないんだろうね、本当に。
It's so stupid.
もうやればいいじゃん。ドイツとかみたいにさ、It's working in Germany, you know? So, why don't we do it too? It's like...
Well, the German system isn't really quite there yet, but it's better. What we absolutely have the technology to put all this voting online.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say like, oh, if people don't vote, then you're not represented. Well, you can easily take a poll of 1,000 people and then statistically you'll know exactly what people are thinking within a 3% margin of error.
Right.
So there's no mystery about what public opinion is.
そうね。
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.なんかその方が簡単だと思うんだけどね。まあそのだから利権がどうこうとかなってくるから難しくなるんであってさ。
The only reason why we can't vote on issues is because certain people want that power for themselves, and they want to be able to serve various corporations and various groups.
まあ自分の interest
があるから、ね、special interest groups.
Yeah.
It's yeah. I mean, that's why I don't.That's why I don't believe in voting. I know it's a really unpopular opinion. At least in Japan, it's really unpopular. But I just feel like, yeah, I can vote for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Or I can vote for a third party and marginalize myself.
Yeah.
Or I can just think outside the box and just find other ways to contribute.
Actually, this new guy who... just became a candidate for the Tokyo governor. Mm-hmm. He's like pretty young. I don't know how old. Well, he's like 30 something.
Who is it?
Ieri Kazuma っていう人なんだけど、people have been asking me like what I think about him. Yeah. I don't really know much about him, but I've read his interviews and he's saying like, あの絶対選挙はオンラインにした方がいいし、he's not a politician. He's an entrepreneur who used to be hikikomori. So he has his own company and he's actually supported by Horiemon.
Of course.
Yeah. he's actually funded
by
Horiemon, I think, for this campaign. He's saying a lot of interesting things. He's just like, he's not a politician. He doesn't know much about seiji, which could be a problem. But the bright side is that what he's saying is kind of like, it sounds normal to me. Like, oh, it sounds atarimaya to us, but it's not for the politicians. You know what I mean? Like, he's saying well, the election should be online and he should, he's gonna have to come up with all the seisaku, right?
Yeah.
So he's saying that he's gonna talk to people on Twitter. He's gonna, you know.
勝てないでしょ。
まあ、おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん多いから。
It's so
勝てないと思うよ。でも、でも、そういう人が出てきたこと alone, you know, I'm really happy to see that. Because he said, like, 例えば、風営法で、あの、なんで踊っちゃいけないか答えられない人が多いから。
Yeah, you're so concerned about that one, dancing issue.
Yeah, because it's a really easy example of.
But imagine if the voting on issues was just online, and everyone could vote directly on each issue.
Yeah.
Those, you know, the government wouldn't be able to decide. Oh, we're gonna have nuclear power plants here, and we're gonna run those at the risk of the population. Yeah. And too bad, but you know, we're not trying to raise the cost of electricity for these businesses, for example.
Yeah.
Or Abe-san can't say, oh, I'm just going to devalue the currency of the entire population of Japan for the sake of Toyota and, you know, these other companies that want to up their exports.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely theft.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Bananas.
Bananas!
it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I hope we can move past this stupid, primitive way that things are operating right now.
Yeah, I wish I had a lot of money, then I can run for Tokyo governor. Just like,
who cares? Who? I don't understand why we're voting for people. The people there are just supposed to be doing paperwork. The decisions should be made by the people, and people running for office. Like, I don't care who's the prime minister. I care about the issues.
Yeah,
and I think more people should think that way.
だからさ。パソコンでいいんじゃないもん。
携帯でいいよ。Fuck it.
I mean, no, I mean like, we can have like a, you know, automated government.
何それ?
Like, the government is automated. And they do all the polls and everything.
Yeah.
They just calculate whatever to make sure that everyone's happy.
How much money is wasted right now on suits sitting around arguing,
そうでしょ?
trying to make decisions and it never happening.
そう。だからもう自動でよくない?もう機械でいいじゃん。で、そのポーとかだけして、で、みんなの意見を反映させて、で、機械だったら自分の利益とか関係ないじゃん。利権とか。Unless it goes 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
But, それでいいじゃん、もう。Right? Then we don't have to pay for their food.
It'd be better.
You know,
there'd be a lot less waste. In any case, there's way better alternatives to what we're doing now, and it's time to evolve.
Yeah.
To get a rock mysteriously appeared out of nowhere next to the NASA Opportunity rover on Mars. Scientists are baffled as to how it got there, as they had just inspected the area 12 days earlier and that rock wasn't there. Further investigation of the rock revealed that its composition is unlike anything else that they have ever seen. It's unusually high in sulfur and magnesium and has twice as much manganese as anything else they have measured on Mars so far.
NASA が火星に送った探査機の横にこれまではなかった石がいきなり確認され科学者たちを困惑させています。この石は12日前に同じ場所を調査した際にはありませんでした。 さらにこの石の成分を調べたところ、硫黄とマグネシウムが異常に多く含まれていて、これまで火星で確認された石の2倍ものマンガンを含んでいることが分かりました。なんかあのドーナツっぽい石、right?
Was it?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
There's not a hole in the middle though, is there?
But なんか中にデントみたいになってない、Looks pretty... なんか赤血球みたいな。
This is really strange, and they only have two theories so far,
right?
Of how the rock got there. One is somehow a meteor hit Mars, and a piece of the meteor landed there, and just landed right next to the rover, and okay. somehow they didn't notice.
Okay.
Which seems pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
The other theory is that the rover, while driving around, somehow kicked this rock over there. But that doesn't explain why the rock is made out of this weird stuff that isn't anything like the rest of the area that the rover is driving around on.
Right.
So I propose a third alternative theory that aliens are trolling us.
They're trolling us.
Placed this weird alien rock next to the rover.
Oh, so they have this sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ちょっと人間びっくりさせようぜみたいな。
Well, I mean, what's possible? What?
No idea.
You have no idea?
Well...
You're not even going to try?
No, I was hoping... これ読んだ時は、なんかそういう本当のすごいやつ、aliens みたいな、だといいなって思った。They're just like saying hi or whatever by doing this, and then something huge is going to happen soon. Like, whoa, this was just like a, you know, intro.
Well, it'd be a weird way for aliens to introduce themselves.
わかんないじゃん。すごい変ななんかユーモアのセンスあるかもしれないじゃん。
I think the most likely scenario is that NASA made a mistake. And either the readings of the rock were incorrect or...
でもさ、they have a before and after picture じゃん。
Yeah. And the rock does look weird. It doesn't look like a Martian rock.
でしょ。そのだって before の写真に写ってないからさ、it did appear out of nowhere. I hope.
Yeah.
It would be crazy though, right? なんか it's like
yeah,
it feels like it's something that we really don't understand.、なんかそういうちゃんとした説明がないであってほしい。その方が面白いから。だからなんか、あ、ローバーがあのキックしてきちゃったとか、
well,
そういうんじゃなくてさ、
the max speed of that rover is like 0.05 miles per hour or something. It's like 超遅い。So how the rover would like kick a rock? And that theory doesn't explain why the rock is so weird.
前にあったのはあのローバーが到着した時に、そのできたこう風じゃないけどなんかであのとか自分の一部だったとかよくあるじゃん、なんか Oh, what is this object? とか言ったら Oh, it was part of me みたいな、でも今回は違うもんね、ちゃんと石だし成分も。
I guess we just have to wait.
そうだね。
I'm out of ideas.
でもこれで本当にやばいやつだったらさ、 We won't know じゃない。 They won't tell us. Would they?
NASA wouldn't tell us?
本当のやばいやつだったら
like what?
I don't know.
What's やばいやつ?
Well, the aliens are just saying they're just trolling us for now, and then they'll just like one day show up and start playing with our rover.
Well, how would they prove that it's aliens though, if we're even going to entertain that ridiculous idea?
I don't know.
We're just going to have to wait and see. I think they made a mistake. But
やだ、それでがっかりしたくないよ。なんだそんなことかみたいなやつじゃん、大体。
It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
That's why it's exciting.
See, a Chinese man spontaneously combusted after putting on his clothes in his apartment. Wen Cheng suffered second and third degree burns to his face and hands and is currently being hospitalized. It appears that while getting dressed, his clothes produced enough static electricity to ignite flammable gas that had accumulated in his apartment. Safety officials believe that a faulty pipe leaking gas was the cause of the accident. People 300 meters away reportedly heard and felt the explosion. Three doors were knocked flat and his windows were blown out.
中国で男性が家で着替えていたところ、自然発火し大やけどを負いました。部屋のガス管が緩んでいた可能性が高く、微量のガスが部屋に漏れていたところ、着替え中に洋服に大量の静電気が発生し、部屋の中に充満、引火したとみられています。窓は割れ、3つのドアが破壊されていました。300メートル先に住む人々にも爆発音が聞こえたとのことです。男性は現在入院中で、顔と両手に2から3度の重度の火傷を負っています。どういうことこれ？着替えてただけだよ。
Yeah, the static electricity.
どんだけの静電気になってたのそれ。
It's probably putting on like a woolly sweater or something.
バチバチバチバチバチみたいな。
And he was wearing a snuggie.
Snuggie.
caused him to explode.
スナギ確かにやばそうだね。
Yeah, 静電気。Not safe.
パチパチパチパチパチ。
It's not safe.
すごい災難じゃないこの人。着替えただけで。
Well,Usually, they put something in that gas so you can smell it.
そうだよね。
They put something, yeah, so you can tell.
臭いみたいになるもんね。
Yeah.
まあこの人分かんなかったんだね、それが。
Well, if you're, I don't want to shit on China again, but if you're living in like Shanghai or something, and the air is, or in Beijing, and the air is so bad and polluted,
right?
Maybe you just stop
caring.
Maybe you can't even tell.
Mm.
No, because if like smokers have a reduced sense of smell,
right?
Right. If you're breathing pollution 24 hours a day,
yeah.
They have the TVs now for the sunrise.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how insane is that?
Nah.
The pollution's so bad there that people wake up in the morning and go to this giant television in public spaces.These televisions in public spaces to watch the sunrise on a screen.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Like,
変な未来のサイファイ映画みたいじゃない?
If let me bring up aliens again. But if they saw us pollute a city to the point where we can't see the sunrise, and then we started watching the sunrise on television,
yeah.
It's like, how insane are these people? How insane is that?
ね、すごい変な生き物と思われるよね。
So strange.
Yeah.でも私一時期ねあの human spontaneous combustion、
yeah.
人間自然発火、
yeah.
めっちゃなんか興味あってすごい調べてたのね
When?
Like
long time ago?
5 years ago で、Where? なんかその時の結論は
結構流行ってたその時 spontaneous combustion
流行ってたかなわかんない
I remember I saw it on Fox or some mindless、
oh.
TV program like thatWhere they were showing like, all these documented cases of people exploding.
Yeah.
And they're all like black and white photos.
Oh.
But, yeah, they were just like, this man like spontaneously combusted.
Yeah, その時の結論は結局よく調べるとなんか there are ちゃんと causes.、Mm. So humans don't いきなり発火するみたいな。So I was pretty disappointed.Like, oh, なんだみたいな。
Well, でも、I thought there were a lot of, there's a lot of unsolved cases of spontaneous combustion in people.
なんか、the conclusion that people made was usually like,
なんか、Coke and Mentos?
It's like, 古い、no.
違う
違う。あの、古いケースだから、
yeah.
なんていうのみんな結構、何あ、スピリチュアルな方に考えちゃって、科学的にちゃんとあの操作されなかったとか
Spiritually? How is blowing up spiritual?
No, it's like just like the cause got ってこと
Enlightenment and the universe can't take it anymore so you just explode
Yeah, like all humans もう勝手に発火することもあるんだみたいな感じで、
mm.
So, I mean, this case too, John Like, we know what happened because we know well about 静電気とガス漏れ but
Yeah,
50
years ago, they'd be like, oh my god, he exploded.
Oh my god.
And it was so intense that it blew up his whole apartment.
Yeah. Just like Mentos and Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, what happens?
I don't think anything happens because I was eating Mentos all the time and I used to drink a lot of Coke. And it has to be Coke Zero.
これ今みんな何の話、right. あのね、さっき収録前にあのメントスをさコーラのボトルに入れると爆発する動画 YouTube とかにめっちゃあるんだけど、じゃあコーラ飲んでメントス食べたらどうなるのってさっきマイケルに聞いたのね、mm. そしたら知らないよって言われたけど、
I'm not gonna find out.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
No, but I think it's fine because I'm sure I've done that、
oh.
in the past.
胃液とかが混ざってればもう平気なのかな、じゃあ、
mm, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I was drinking the wrong type of Coke.
Wrong type of Coke?
Because it doesn't have to be Coke Zero and Mentos.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, right?
あ、そうなんだ。じゃあ普通のコーラじゃ平気なんだ。
If it caused a problem, it seems like they'd pull one of them off the market. When I was a kid, I was eating so much Mentos.
マミも。
It's, and now I try to eat it and my teeth hurt and I'm like, oh.
え、おじいちゃん?
Yeah, I...
なんで?
I maxed out. You can only eat so many Mentos in your life. And then your teeth are just like, we're done.
キャラメルとかもじゃダメ?
Yeah, my teeth are pretty weak now.
かわいい。でもちっちゃい時確かにメントスを開けるじゃん。
Yeah.
したらもう全部一本すぐ食べちゃってた。
最近のメントスあんま美味しくない。
嘘。
It's always like so 硬い。Like when you try to chew it and it just breaks in half. It's like what?
なんか冷えてんじゃないの?
It's like not real. The Mentos I used to eat was like soft.
なんか寒いからとかじゃなくて?
No, it's just...
なんか固まっちゃったみたいな。
It's just... Yeah, they're like hard candies. It's like hit and miss now. I feel like their quality control is not on point.
本当? 私 Mentos 多分もう10年ぐらい食べてないや。I don't really buy those. あのさ、コンビニでこのガムとかメントスのセクションあるじゃん。Yeah. I don't really buy anything from there. So
that's probably good.
うん、そうだね。
You probably shouldn't. Yeah, I have like jelly beans right here.
本当だ。
ポイフル、やばいよね。
え、ポイフルって今こんな入れ物なんだ。ポイフルシャイニング。昔あれだったじゃん。こう箱。覚えてる
？Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.They still have that too, I think.
あ、そう。へえ。
Yeah.
面白いね。ポイフル。
Yeah, どんどん柔らかい方にね。I have to eat these really soft ones.
おじいちゃん。やだ。
From Mentos to ポイフル。
やだ。まだ20代半ばで、すでにメントスからポイフルへ。
Yeah.
OK。みんなに言わな、あ、そうだ、あのアプリさ。For English speakers who are learning Japanese,、
mm-hmm.
You can't select Japanese words.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
We're working on it, ne? Demo-
It's
complicated.
It's really complicated. Technology kind of sucks、mm. right now. There's like certain, that weird type of Japanese font、
yeah.
that is like almost impossible to read.You can select that just fine.、
Mm.
And if you try to use like chantoshita Japanese font,、
mm.
none of the PDF reading、software recognizes that at、
yeah.
this point. So
well, we are aware of this issue. We're kind of working on it.
I haven't found a workaround.
So, 誰か知ってる人いたら教えて。
Yeah, Google gave me nothing.
誰か教えて。
Like a lot of the stuff for this app, it's the first time it's ever been done.
だからあのうちらタイプしてそれを PDF にしてそれをアプリに上げてるんだけど、そこでなぜか日本語がのテキストだけ選べない、セレクトできなくなっちゃうっていう現象に関して、私解決をしてますっていう人がいたらぜひ Twitter か Facebook で、うん、教えてください。ちょっとね、わかんないんだよね。いろいろ試してみてるけど。
Yeah, it's really complicated.
Yeah. Oh, well. まあ、そんな感じ。あと、みんなに言わなきゃいけないことある?
I don't know.
ない。
I don't know. Maybe.
え?
Maybe I forgot. ないんじゃない?
ないかな?とりあえず。
ないかも。
うん。ない。
ないです。
ないです。一応ね、 あの、
definitely watch some of those videos of Kiev.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And watch the videos with Klitschko charging through the crowds with his megaphone. He looks like he's like a Ukrainian Terminator. It's so crazy.
あの、そう、YouTube とかね、あるよね。
Mm.
あの、そう、アプリね、あの、新しいエピソード、こう、あの、配信して、そのトランスクリプトを結構すぐにみんなにダウンロードできるように、今頑張ってるんだよね。
Yeah.
それで本当は、
Apple makes it so tough.
そう、なんか本当は、56と 57? 57と58か。
Yeah.
これの2個前のエピソードもできてて本当はアップされてるはずなんだけど多分まだ見れないんだよねとかねちょっとあのなんかいろいろまだ問題があるけど、yeah. 古いエピソードとかも上がってて見れますので
And we will be doing the 特別編 stuff too
そうあの今ねみんなから一番ちょっとリクエスト多いやつ
the,
特別編作ってる
One 特別編 episode probably takes
10時間ぐらい
Yeah
そうなの
And
このね書き起こしやばいんだよみんな
Yeah, but
あのね特別編マジ10時間以上かかるからね
We've had At one point we had 6 different people working on like each episode
Yeah うちらも入れてね
Yeah
もうね1個の書き起こしやるのにすっごい大変だよね
Well, the stuff that we're talking about is so technical.
Yeah.
It's like we can't even find someone that really understands
そうね。
like perfectly everything that's being said in そう。both languages. It's so
そうなの。そうなの。超難しい。だから Twitter とかアプリのレビューでなんかみんながなんか嬉しいみたいな使いますとか言ってくれるたんびにめっちゃ嬉しいもん。よかったやってって思うよね。
There were some people that were saying that it's But,
高くないよ
but we haven't made
any money
it's cost way more
そうなの超赤字なのだからあのぜひ存続のためにもあのアプリダウンロードしてみてくれると助かります、はい、このままだとね貯金が尽きてもできなくなるよねマジで
Maybe we sell t-shirts again
Yeah やばい
We might do that either way
Okay じゃあまた来週、
yep.
ああのセンター試験のさ人たち結構ツイッターでねあのバイリンガルニュース聞いてたおかげでセンター試験の英語満点でしたとかさ、mm. なんかすごくない、
yeah.
センター試験にも役に立つこともあるんだって思った
よかった
ねよかったみんなが受かっていますように受かりますように
Nobody got worse
I hope so. 確かに、バイリンガルニュース聞いたおかげで英語が下手になりましたとか。ただそうだね。それは聞かないから。よかった。よかったよかった。というわけで、また来週。
Yep. 以上です。
あ、ノロウイルスみんなかかんないようにね。
Yeah.
はい。終わり。バイ。
バイ。